His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with Kevin. Yay! Love it, guys! Yay!
Some kids collect Pokemon cards. Not Kevin. Kevin does nothing but collect facts. He's got books and books in mint condition, and he has just gotten back from another fact-finding mission to share three more with us. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
And he also collects Pokemon cards.
Did you know it would take a vampire about 6 minutes and 24 seconds to drain 15% of your blood by biting your neck, enough for them to feed without affecting your circulation or heart rate?
How long?
6 minutes and 24 seconds.
For just 15%?
Of your blood.
We have a lot of blood inside of us.
Can I ask a very stupid question?
Yeah, please.
Do vampires drink your blood through their mouth or through their teeth?
Through their mouth.
So they use the teeth to puncture you.
Yes. And then like a vampire bat.
Okay, see, I have to...
You thought they were straws?
Kinda. Okay, I call BS on this.
Okay.
And not just because vampires aren't real.
Right.
It would depend on where they got you on the body. They would have to hit an artery.
Vampires know where to bite, right?
Yes, absolutely. So do phlebotomists. They know where to get the blood from.
How long would it take you, Kevin, to bleed out completely, do you think? 15%?
Your blood clots.
Yeah.
There's no way.
With the I don't have blood clots. I'm a bleeder.
See,
that's something that I think vampires probably... If it, vampires are like vampire bats. Vampire bats have stuff in their saliva that declots your... It thins your blood.
Oh, okay.
So maybe vampires, they do too. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know George Lucas originally hoped Yoda would be played by a monkey wearing a mask?
What?
He hoped for that?
Mm-hmm.
What are some other movie parts, famous movie parts, that could be played by a monkey in a mask?
Have you seen National Treasure?
I have seen National Treasure. Yeah.
His
interesting first choice.
His assistant could be a monkey, and he would do way more than what she did.
What if the girlfriend in Iron Man was played by the girlfriend / assistant or whatever?
Pepper?
Right. What
if she was... Patro part?
What if she was played by a monkey in a mask?
Now, is she wearing a...
Yes.
Would the monkey wear a Gwyneth Paltrow mask?
And a blonde wig.
Oh, my God. That would be so cute.
If he was like, Pepper, get in here. And it was just...
Yes!
Right.
Like knuckles on the ground and everything. All right. Did you know? Give us one more fact, Kevin.
Did you know the world record for competing in the most Olympics is 10? A Canadian named Ian Millar debuted in the...
Oh. You struggled on that word.
Debut?
It's debuted in Equitranian events at the Summer Olympics in 1972 and competed every year until 2012. That was a lot to unpack, and there were big words I have never stumbled
debut
upon.
Debut is not a,
no,
a big word.
No, debut seems like a pretty standard
it's
word.
It's spelled different.
Okay, what did he compete in?
Extrastranian?
Can you point to it for me?
What
if I told you that horses were part of the Olympics?
Yeah, horse riding, of course.
Okay. What's it called?
Horse riding?
Equestrian?
I have never heard of that.
Didn't you,
that a game?
Weren't you court ordered to go help kids at equestrian camp one time?
Not equestrian camp. It was a project ride where disabled people have the opportunity to feel like they aren't.
Okay. And, the,
by
and
riding
they go through
horses.
Therapy that with the horses and stuff.
It's not equestrian.
Okay, yeah. Wow. Talk about a guy. Did he win? How many medals did
he win? He only won one medal, a silver in 2008 for team jumping.
He competed in 10
team
Olympics?
Team jumping? Is it him and the horse? Is that the team?
I guess.
Also, Kevin, did you know that part of the Olympics is horse dancing?
There's no such thing.
How can you get a horse to dance?
It's called dressage.
Oh, I know dressaging. That's where they gallop in a circle. That's not dancing.
I don't... You
dancing is like if they twerk or if they waltz.
You thought if the horse is twerking, that's dancing.
Yes.
I believe it's called dressage.
Oh, it's dressage?
I've told you this many times.
Dressage.
It's not dressage.
Kevin, what's dressage?
It's a form of massage. But it's when you massage a horse.
Why do horses need massaging?
They're stressed out, Kevin.
Are they?
They're competing. They're competing in the Olympics.
Are they competing, or is the rider competing?
Did you hear about the Kentucky Derby?
I heard a whole bunch
of them are dead.
Like a dozen of those horses died.
Yeah.
And they said
under
stress?
Suspicious circumstances.
Right.
I don't think
so. So you think a horse doesn't need a massage? I'm going to tell them.
I think
And I'm telling everybody at Project Ride, too.
Don't tell Project Ride. They still think I volunteer there.